You've made bad decisions in the past, and probably will make bad decisions in the future, right? Well, I don't think so. In fact, unless you've just flipped a coin to make decisions, I want to tell you, you have never made a bad decision. And not only that, but by the end of this podcast, you'll realize that you have never made a bad decision, and more, you will probably never make a bad decision in your future. So that's where we're headed today on this episode of the Concept Coach Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Concept Coach Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to be inspired, grow their business, and realize a life worth living.
Bad decisions. That's the theme for today's episode. And, you know, we've all made bad decisions, haven't we? Well, I want to tell you something. I don't believe bad decisions exist. And in a little bit, you're going to understand the same thing. And here's why. I want to teach you how to deal with past bad decisions. And I'd like to show you that you'll never make another bad decision in the future. Now, that I know this all sounds kind of rhetorical, and I'm just kind of babbling on here to make it sound like you've never made a mistake, but that's not exactly what I'm saying. I mean, here's the challenge about bad decisions. If we make a bad decision, and I'm putting bad decision in quotes as I talk about it here, bad decisions can affect us financially. They affect our health, relationships. They affect really the world around us, our emotions. We get stressful. Our self-confidence is affected, and we have a fear of making future decisions. I mean, it really can be a really rattling experience to make a, quote, bad decision. And so how do we get to the place where we make a bad decision? And the way that we typically do it, and I'm sure the way is for you, the same for me. I mean, we do our due diligence, right? We don't just flip a coin. We work at this, and depending on the importance of the decision we're going to make, I mean, there's a relationship between how much time we're going to spend on the decision, if we have it, and the importance of the decision. But, you know, typically, I don't know, when I go about making decisions, I do a lot of research. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur like you. I'm an entrepreneur, and I would say that most entrepreneurs, you know, have a proclivity, or maybe I should even just say have the ability to kind of make decisions more so than some other people based on gut and an experience and those kinds of things. That doesn't say, or it doesn't mean that neither you nor I really do a lot of research. But in a typical, here's how I go about doing it. I do a lot of research. I do internet research. I check videos online. Depending on what it is, I will check with colleagues. You get this, right? And then once you get all of the information together, you make a decision. And then what happens after that, of course, is we see what happens, right? And after the decision is made, and then after that decision is implemented, we get to find out what the results were. We either like the results or we dislike the results. And depending on the impact those things have, you know, can really affect us and people around us. So if it's a, you know, if we have a really good result, and especially if it's a big decision, we have this feeling of victory and everything feels great. And, you know, let's go celebrate. And you can do that with a staff or just with family, or just do it by yourself, you know, jump around the office and say, I did that. I was so excited. Well, that's a fleeting thing. I think for a lot of people, when we have a really good experience, it kind of, you know, it's a great feeling for a little while, but then it's kind of like, all right, let's get back to work. And we kind of let that pass because everything's fine. But if it's a bad decision, if the result is a bad result, and again, depending on the size and the impact of that decision, things can get really bad. You've heard stories, I know. But a lot of that can start with guilt. I mean, it certainly affects our self-esteem. Confidence is like a deflated balloon. And depression is a really bad thing. I mean, there are a couple of different kinds of depression, of course. I'm no psychologist, but you and I have both experienced short-term depression. I really screwed this up and it's all my fault, and that lasts for a little while. But then there's also the long version of depression, which is horrible, and it's debilitating. that's a terrible place to be, especially if you've made something that's really a decision that's affected a lot of people in a negative way. And then also, of course, we have fear of making future decisions. I really screwed that last one up. And, you know, it just haunts us. So it's like a cloud that kind of sits over our shoulders. Well, that's how we typically go about doing it. And these are the typical results. It's good or it's really bad. It can be. But here is what I'd like to ask you to think about. And this is, I mean, it's kind of an odd way to consider it. But it's also a really sincere way of thinking about it. I know it's going to kind of sound like this is just rhetoric and I'm trying to make dance around a thing to make it appear differently than it really is. But in fact, I want to tell you this new concept is that it's not the decision that you make. It's what you do with the results of the decision that really matters. It's not the decisions that we make. It's what we do with the results of those decisions that matters. In fact, any decision that you make, any decision that I make, actually just makes more opportunities. Now, we may not like the results, but it opens up more doors for us to be able to try or attempt or do other additional things. So our perception is everything. Our perception of how we see the world is really everything. And so I want to give you this new concept. We need to change that perception so that we carry less guilt, we carry less fear and worry about the future, and we can be more positive, have a more positive attitude, feel more confident, even in the spite of the results that we do not like. I mean, you want that, don't you? I do too. And in fact, I actually have it. And let me, I'll just tell you the story about where I came to this because it's fascinating. I have a cousin named Maria. She's on the Italian side of my family. And she stopped by my office once. Oh, that's been a few years ago. She's a couple of years older than I, but she still has her mind. So that's a positive thing for Maria. But, you know, she's a cousin. And we used to have these fantastic Italian family reunions when we were kids. And it was her father that put them all together. And I'm telling you what, we had, my grandparents had this theater. It was an old barn that they had converted in the 40s into a really cool summer theater. And that's where all of the family members got together and we fixed corn in a big boiling pot or barrel outside. We had cans of soda and stuff all over the place, games, balloons. It was just, you can imagine, it's the TV experience, and that's what it was like for us when we were kids. And it was Maria's father, Floyd, that put all that stuff together. So he was a really positive guy in the first place, but it's something that he said to her that changed her life, and it affected my life, and I think it's going to affect, in fact, I can tell you it's going to affect your life for the positive here in just a minute. So here's what happened. So she's in my office, and she says, Jeffrey, my father never made a bad decision. And it kind of like went right past me the first time she said it. And I said, wait a minute, what? He never made a bad decision. She's emphatic about it. And I said, okay, I'm listening. Tell me about this. So she said, when I was a child, my dad always made the right decision. And I'm thinking, well, of course, I mean, it's dad and you're a child. That's how it works. But when you get to your teen years, you know, dad never makes it. What she said, when I went through my teen years, he always made the right decisions again. And then through my adult years, same thing. She said, he always made the right decision. And then she went on to say, you know, this kind of drove me nuts. I had to ask him. He was getting older and she wanted to know the secret. How does he always make the right decision? Well, he said, well, first of all, there's more than one right decision. You know, he said, every time we make a decision, I think, you know this, we will typically look at a black and white kind of scenario. There's either A or B. Those are the two options that we have. But in reality, there are often many more options for us. But the important part is back to the point, back to the perception point. It's not the decision that's the issue. It's what we do with the results of that decision that matters. Every time we come to a conclusion, it creates results, and those results open up more opportunities. more paths that we can go. Sometimes we like the results, sometimes we don't like the results, but there are always more things that we can do with the results, whether they're good or bad. But in the end, it's not the decision, it's what we do with the results. Okay, so all of this is really interesting. I think it's fascinating, but we do want to move to how you can apply this stuff and how I've applied it in my own life. So I've got 4 points here, very brief points, to help you with that. But before I do, I'd like to ask you a favor, please. Would you, and this is an entrepreneurial thing, you do it, I do it, we all really need to do that, is to ask, it's the close. Would you please subscribe to this podcast? Look, this is my first podcast. It's really my first decision to go out and do it. I have no idea what the results are going to be, but I'm trying, and just like you do, the same thing. But I'd like to ask for your help. Subscribe, would you please? And then just listen to the next few podcasts. They'll come every week. But I would like to get your feedback about whether these are helpful, how they're not, and maybe some improvements I could make. I would really love that. But in turn, my hope is that I'm giving you some value as we move forward. So one way to do that is if you'd please subscribe, and we'll go through this little route together. Okay. So let's talk now about application. How can we apply this stuff in our lives, and how can you do that? So there are 4 things to consider. First is, I want to ask you to go back and think over your bad decisions. When we're done with the podcast, go back and think about the decisions that you consider to be, quote, bad decisions in your life. And I'm not talking about the decisions that are just emotional, knee-jerk reactions, some road rage incident or something like that. I'm talking about ones where you actually were able to sit and think and cogitate and move forward, make a decision about these things. And if you didn't like the effect, those are the ones I'd like you to focus on. Play back how you came to the conclusion, okay? That's the first thing. Did you just flip a coin? No. If you didn't flip a coin, then you did your research, and you did as much research as you thought was necessary. Some entrepreneurs, are more seat-of-their-pants kind of people. I'm kind of like that, but I do need to have some amount of research. It's really important to me, and some things like this, I have to dig deeply to be satisfied with it. It fills that hole, but for other people, they can just kind of move forward based on experience. But when you came to that conclusion, it wasn't because you just flipped a coin. So you thought about it. And the second thing then is that based on the information that you had at the time, based on the research that you did, based on your experience, based on your knowledge, based on input from wherever else you got it, you made a decision that was the right decision. You would never make a wrong decision. Based on the information you had, you make the right decision. Now, again, the next thing is you need to remember its results. Number 3 is you need to consider the results. You may not like the results, okay? We get that. You may not like the results. They're separate. But look, you're listening to this podcast, right? I mean, we're here together. I'm talking to you. You're listening. Hopefully, you're not swearing back at me. But if you're there and your heart is beating, this means that you have survived every decision you've ever made, right? Now, look, any entrepreneur worth their salt has been through some really difficult things. I've been doing this for 30 years. My wife and I have owned numerous businesses, franchises. We've been through it all. And there are some places that we've been that have not been fun, where maybe someday I'll talk about those, okay? But look, you're there. You have survived every decision that you've made. So I want to ask you, go into your future with confidence. It's 4. Be confident about your future. You know how to make decisions. You can separate the difference between a decision and the result. So you can move forward now about decisions in your future and be confident about them, right? Because you're making the right decisions. Be prepared to manage the results. That's all. You can do it. You've done it before. You're doing it now, probably. So that's that. It is not the decision. It's what you do with the results that makes all the difference. So let's just wrap this whole thing up. The decisions are not a problem. They're just not. We just have to change our concept about ourselves, change our perception about how we make our decisions so we can reduce our feelings of guilt and fear and our future decisions. And the most important thing for me is that you can free yourself from the anchors of your past, because those things can come back to haunt you, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. So move forward with confidence. It is not the decision, it's what you do with the results of that decision that matters. So that's it for this week's Concept Coach Podcast SMB for you, the owner of your small or medium-sized business. Don't forget to subscribe. And remember, if you want something to change, you've got to change something. This is Jeffrey Tobin. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Concept Coach Podcast with your host, Jeffrey Tobin. Visit us online at theconceptcoach.com for additional tools, resources, or to subscribe to Jeffrey's blog and this podcast. Got a question, a challenge you're facing, or just want to say hi? Write to us at info@theconceptcoach.com. Distribution of this podcast by Headspace Media. Special thanks to George and Diane Landover and the Landover Broadcast Trust. We'll see you next week on the Concept Coach Podcast. The podcast for entrepreneurs who want to be inspired, grow their business, and realize a life worth living. Thanks again for listening. See you soon.